Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing your greenhouse for summer. Greenhouses are a great way to protect tender plants in the winter. But in summer, temperatures inside Florida greenhouses can get very hot, creating poor growing conditions for some plants. If you have a greenhouse, you'll want to get it ready for summer. Some greenhouses have ridge vents or sidewall vents that you can open to increase airflow. If you have a soft-sided greenhouse, you may be able to roll up the side panels. Another traditional technique is to create shade, either by stretching shade cloth across the roof or by applying special shade paint that's safe for your greenhouse. An effective but more expensive option is to install an active cooling system, like a fan and pad evaporative system or a fog cooling system that sprays a fine mist. For more information about greenhouses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, large patch disease. Large patch is a fungal disease that can affect zoysia grass and St. Augustine grass lawns. It shows up as round, discolored patches that expand over time. The borders of the patches are sometimes orange and the centers appear brown and sunken. It's also known as brown patch or Rhizoctonia blight. This disease often becomes a problem in spring when cooler temperatures and damp weather create ideal conditions for the fungus. In summer, the surrounding lawn may grow, filling in the dead patches, but if the disease isn't controlled, the problem will return again in fall. The best way to prevent large patch is to care for your lawn properly, since incorrect watering, mowing, or fertilizing practices all make your grass more susceptible to disease. For more information about lawn care and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, downy mildew on impatiens. Impatiens in Florida are facing a new foe. Downy mildew disease has been wiping out this popular bedding plant in nurseries and neighborhoods in South Florida. Early symptoms include yellowish or speckled leaves that may curl downward. As the disease progresses, the undersides of the leaves develop a white, downy-looking coating, and they later fall off. Downy mildew affects most impatiens sold in garden centers, though New Guinea impatiens and sun patiens are not as affected. Prevention is the only effective management strategy, so look for disease-free plants if you're intent on using impatiens. The disease is mainly a problem in cool, damp conditions, so with any luck, summer's hot temperatures may put the problem on hold. For more information about downy mildew on impatiens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bird baths. Bird baths are a great way to attract feathered friends to your garden. Select a shallow basin that has a rough surface so birds will have sure footing. You can choose either a ground-level or a pedestal-style basin. Ground-level basins mimic natural water sources, but can leave birds at risk. Place the basin away from shrubs, since predators can hide there. The best spot is near a tree so that birds can make a quick getaway. Place your bird bath near a garden hose so it's easy to fill. Every 10 days or so, scrub the basin with a bleach solution. Dirty bird baths can spread lethal diseases among birds. The sound of moving water attracts birds, so try adding some to give birds extra incentive to visit. For more information about bird baths and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pond cypress. Pond cypress is a native tree that's related to bald cypress and grows naturally in ponds and wetland areas. Though found in wet areas, pond cypress also grows well in drier areas and can be planted in many home landscapes. In the home landscape, pond cypress is often preferred over bald cypress because it's smaller and more compact, though it can still reach 80 feet tall. It's also less likely to put up knees, and any knees that do pop up will be shorter and rounder. Pond cypress is relatively maintenance-free and requires only occasional pruning to remove dead limbs. It even puts on a show in the fall when the leaves turn from green to light yellow or copper-colored. If you're looking for a distinctive tree to plant, pond cypress could be it. For more information about pond cypress and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.